And the compelling Tap Grio, an innovative dancing storyteller who expresses the feelings the officers cannot.
Not only is this a story about the greatest generation, but for younger people to go say, what am I going to do that's exceptional?
Fly, playing at the Rep October 16th through November 10th.
It's a magnificent experience, opening a pathway for lots of conversation about the history of the airmen and why what they did was so important.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Fly, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly chair.
I think we've established that when she sings, how much is that doggy in the window? It's not Dougie like Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He's not for sale.
No.
How much is that Dougie in the window?
Well, he might be for sale.
He might. He could be. You know, I mean, we all have a price, I guess. All right, now here's how this works. For some weird reason, every week when I give out the numbers, there, and we haven't figured it out if it's our equipment, probably is, but I give the numbers out, and then you can almost count it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, like to 10, and then boom, all the lights light up. Let's see if we just light them up right now. We'll jump right into your calls to talk to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. I'll give the numbers, then I'll talk to you about who the sponsor is that makes his presence here possible every Wednesday. 314-969-KTRS, which is 314-969-5877, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And remember, there are more 969-5877 lines by far than there are toll-free lines. Toll-free is a throwback to the old days when people actually paid for long distance. I don't think almost anybody does that anymore. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's a great app that is free that you should download because it's the quickest, easiest way ever to get a Laclede Cab. It's STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. Laclede Cab now presents the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and your pet's best friend from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah. Hey, how is everyone today?
Good, Dr. Doug.
Great, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
All right. A little pep talk worked. The lines are all lighting up like crazy. Anything before we start taking calls?
Well, I just want to warn people with Halloween coming up that
that's right.
Always a time for concern for our pets because of things like fireworks and also the chocolates and all the candies. And
now, let me stop and ask you, are fireworks really that big a deal on Halloween? I don't...
Some people do that, and you know, they're usually the ones that are kind of making trouble anyway, but I just warn everybody that we want to just be careful on these days, and foods.
Is chocolate as harmful to cats as it is to dogs?
You know, that's a good question. I have never seen that as a problem in cats, chocolate toxicity, but I don't think it's notably so, but definitely in dogs.
How much chocolate should you worry about?
You know, it depends. There's different types of chocolate toxicity. The cooking chocolates are probably the most toxic, so, you know, like brownies and stuff like that. The sweet milk chocolates aren't quite as bad, and it really is about a dose and volume of dog size relationship. So if you get a problem or you're suspecting a problem, you're best to call one of the several emergency clinics in the St. Louis area, and they have charts and stuff that can help you out with that.
What about marijuana brownies for the dog?
Those are great for him.
They're good for him?
Oh, okay.
Calms him down.
Turn those over to your pet's owner dog is exposed to any marijuana.
We do have animals that come in with marijuana exposure, and also I had one lady one time, and over Christmas, that she was like 80 years old, a retired teacher, and she brought in a little Yorkie that was as drunk as she was.
And really?
Oh, man. So,
well, and here's another thing. Cats, I would think, would be drawn. Isn't eggnog like a milk sort of product?
Yeah, yeah.
I would think cats would lap that eggnog up pretty
good. They'd probably like and get some good diarrhea.
Yeah, oh, man, nice. That's one of my favorite words, diarrhea. And you bring it into the conversation a lot. You ready for to give some advice?
I am.
All right, I think we have people who are ready to get your advice. We start with Michael. Michael, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Doc, how's it going?
Good, Mike, how are you?
I'm great. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. First question, is plant material a significant portion of a canine's diet in the wild?
No, of course not. They're carnivores, and although we create kibble that may have some material in there, it's not typical for them to eat a lot of that. Although you will see, obviously, you'll see dogs that are chewing on plants and grass and stuff. Sometimes they do it because they're trying to settle their tummy, and sometimes they're just doing it out of interest. But no, they're carnivores, and they're meat eaters, okay? Meat and fat.
Right. So in the wild, if they came upon an apple tree, they wouldn't eat the apples.
I wouldn't say that they wouldn't experiment or try something, but it's not going to be a diet that they're going to persist with. Okay?
Now, I guess going back to this whole, you know, how much protein should my dog be eating? Because we have a 15-year-old Jack Russell that we had to put on a renal diet.
Yes.
But then
when you have on a renal diet, what you're trying to do is give a high quality of protein, which these diets are specialized for, and a low quantity of protein. It's the same condition that we would have in a human being that's in renal failure or kidney failure. And these products that your vet will offer, the specialty products that are prescription-based, mm-hmm. Kind of have a formulation that's best for that, okay?
Well, we put our other two dogs, who are a couple years younger, on the new blue thing and all that, and some are saying that that's too much protein. Are these two dogs going to roll into renal issues because they're getting too much? Or?
Well, I don't know that particular product's formulation to memorize to tell you what it is, but I can look into it for you. Usually a maintenance protein level is around 8%, if I'm not mistaken, in dogs. And when you're a puppy, you're growing, you're going to need a higher level. Now, cats need between 20 and 30%. They have a much higher maintenance need and growth need. So it really depends on the animal, the size of the animal, and the diet that you need to be on. But no, it's not necessarily a for sure thing that your animals are going to get into trouble. It's just,
I guess my question is, then, if they're coming out with these new like no grain based dog foods,
yes,
what are they using other than meat to finish it out?
They use all kinds of meat proteins. They'll use deer meat, or they might use fish protein, chicken. They're just a whole cadre of opportunities.
But that would make it 100% protein, then.
I'm sorry, none of them are 100%. No way.
If they were using all meat, though, wouldn't it? I mean,
well, they say they're all meat. There's all kinds of fillers and stuff like that are in there. But they're saying probably when they mean that, they probably mean that it's a pure meat protein of some sort. So.
Gotcha. Okay. And in regards to the chocolate, I have a small mini doc. That
you got your quota, man.
Michael.
What?
Quickly. Go ahead.
Oh,
quickly.
No, well, he ate a little piece and he was fine. So that was it.
Yeah. Again, it's a dose and volume and size relationship. Good luck,
thanks,
Michael.
Doc.
Thank you, Michael. I think we're going to give Michael his own segment there.
Yeah, I know.
Joe's up next. Joe, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Not bad. Hey, I got a quick question. I've got an 8-year-old Cocker Spaniel I've had many pets, and this is the best dog I've ever had.
Wow.
But her nose is so dry and turning white that a chunk of it the other day by her nostril fell off.
Oh, my goodness.
Is there a deficit there, like a little hole?
Back. I've been rubbing vitamin E on it, getting them gel tabs and... Mm-hmm. And because that's what somebody told me, oh, you got to put vitamin E. But, well, it's working, but she licks it off. And
that's
part of her nose has already grown back. I can't believe it.
Yeah, you're not going to overdose the vitamin E. It's very impossible, very close to impossible to do. But you might also talk to your vet about using one of the omega-3 supplements orally that goes into the diet, and that might help with some lubrication. Part of that's genetically based. Part of it can be environmental as we get into drier heat. But I would suggest that might be an alternative for you.
Okay. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. AM and a PM.
Thank you, Joe.
Or if your dog's nose is white, he could have gotten into some old dog poop that turned white.
Yeah.
And that's why his nose is white. Ryan, you're on with Dr. Doug. Ryan? Hello? Ryan, that's you.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan's there for a second.
Hmm.
What, hey, Dr. Doug. What's that?
No,
how
say
are
hi,
you?
Say, let's try this again. Ryan, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How you doing?
There
hey,
you go.
Pretty good, Ryan. Hey, I got a question about shock collars. How do you feel about those on training dogs?
Yeah, what's your problem with your dog that you feel you need to apply it?
She tends to get out of the yard and doesn't listen. I don't know if that would kind of be a deterrent, you know, if she knows that she might get a little zap. I don't want to turn her into a schizo or something, but...
No. Well, if you train her to one of the perimeter wire programs, the electric fences, those are the silent, you know, the invisible fence. That's really a good, reasonable thing to do. And what you do is, if you do it correctly, you're using the collar, which gives them a shock if they get within a certain distance of that invisible buried wire. But, you know, they learn very quickly, and the way they instruct you so that you minimize the exposure of shock to the dog. But to just put a shock collar on and expect, you'd have to be sitting there and watching and supervising that dog every minute to see if it's getting close to a yard perimeter. So what they do is they put it in, they install it, they teach you to walk the perimeter, and they give, you know, very small doses of exposure to a shock, and the animals learn extremely quickly. They know what their barriers are, and most animals respond to that very well.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Right, thank you. Hey, is there not a shock collar with a remote? Like not it doesn't not only activate it when you get near the perimeter of the yard, but aren't there some training collars?
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. That's different.
Like if a dog chases the paper boy or something, you just a little zap and boo, he won't get
anymore. That's what I was trying to explain is that if he used one of those type of collars, he'd have to be sitting there watching. You know, the other thing, you train, and then it's on, and it's always there as a device. But, we use shock collars. I've seen a lot of people use them effectively in other types of training issues or maybe barking, and you just have to use them correctly, and I think under the guidance of a behavioralist or a veterinarian, so that you don't get you don't exceed, you know, unnecessary shocks to the dog. But they can be a useful tool. Now you'll get people that just contradict that and say, no, I don't think that's fair or it's uncruel, but you know, everything in moderation and done correctly has some value.
All right, ladies' turn. Stephanie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good, Stephanie. How are you, honey?
I'm good, thank you. I was wondering, I had a question about pancreatitis. I fostered a dog for a little over a year, and she was very healthy with me. She was a 9-year-old puppy mill rescue, small breed, Minton.
Uh-huh.
And within 2 weeks of adopting her out, she was hospitalized with pancreatitis and then died 2 days later. How does that happen?
Okay, well, first of all, coming out of rescue, you don't know that the dog didn't have, I don't think you know that the dog had a history of pancreatitis, because it does tend to be kind of a chronic recurring issue in a lot of animals. It's usually related to an inability of the pancreas to handle excessive fat meals and or a big change in a meal style from one to the other. You can get these flare-ups, and I don't know if anyone actually did an exam after death to know that it was pancreatitis, which is by definition an inflammation of the pancreas, or if it might have been a pancreatic tumor or something like that. Because usually the animals, even if with an acute pancreatitis, they can get weak enough to die. But it's very, very rare, especially if they're treated promptly. So
could it
might
come
have been
on that quickly? Like if she got table scraps for 2 weeks, because she didn't get any at our house, the occasional piece of chicken to kind of lure her in when we were socializing her. Could it come on that quickly in 2 weeks?
Oh, less than 2 weeks. It can come on in 12 hours. So I would think if she was eating table scraps and they were bothering her for over 2 weeks, there might have been other issues, because usually it wouldn't take that long by any means to create a pancreatic flare-up. So, I'm betting that there might have been other things going on in that dog that were just kind of not obvious.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Doug.
Stephanie, thank you. On we go. Another lady, Jeannie. Jeannie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. I am AM in the PM, thank you for your services. I have a puppy. She is 1 year old. She weighs 55 pounds.
That's a puppy.
So she still thinks she's a puppy because she still bounces.
Uh-huh.
How do I keep her off my counter?
We've
had her for 10 months, and we've been telling her down and off and off and off, and it's just she doesn't get it.
Yeah, I think that that really is about simply when she starts to do that bad behavior, displace that behavior, you have to be kind of dominant over her, and you need to bring her down immediately and with a firm no. You don't have to hurt her or slap her around, but you kind of put her in a compromised position. You let her know very, very bluntly that that's a big no-no. And if you stay on top of that and she never gets a chance even to approach that opportunity, I think she'll learn very quickly.
You know, okay, that's her only bad habit.
I'm sorry?
That's her only bad habit.
You can break that. That's not shouldn't be a big one.
Great. Okay? Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know what I used with cats, and it was really good to keep cats off counters or whatever, a spray bottle. Anytime
yeah,
they jump up,
or
spray them.
Or you could put a dog on the counter, and that would keep the cats.
Well, yeah, yeah, that would really
get that would work. Yeah. When you say this next guy's name, you've said it all. Bud, say hi to Dr. Doug. See what
hello,
I did there?
Dr. Yeah. Doug.
Hey, Bud, how are you?
I'm fine, AM to PM.
Thank you, bud.
Hallelujah. Hey, doctor, I got an 8-year-old Shih Tzu, and he's a licking machine. He licks everything. He licks the covers on the bed. He licks the chair when he's playing in. He licks your fan. We're feeding science diet. That is, there's some kind of deficiency, or is that just habit?
I think it's just behavior. I have a dog that does that, too. I've been trying to get my wife to do that. But
oh, see, I wouldn't have said that. Oh, I never said that.
But truthfully, it's probably sounds like it's just a behavioral characteristic of this particular dog. And, you know, I wouldn't make anything of it. You want to make sure his teeth are clean. He doesn't have problems that are causing him to kind of lick or salivate. But I'm betting my bottom dollar that that's just going to be a behavioral thing that's not a pathology.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you, bud. Marilyn Pernikoff, one of the nicest people you've ever met.
Trying to get her to lick more.
Boy, oh boy.
Brother.
I don't know why she tolerates or puts up with that stuff. Dean,
I don't either.
Dean, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. What can I do for you?
Question about, I have a small Shih Tzu, and it seems as though every time around this time of year, I don't know if there's in the leaves, there's an allergen or something, but he starts scratching and chewing on himself a lot more than normal or a normal dog. And it seems like it happens a lot, and it seems like it happens often at this time of year. Is there anything to that?
Yeah, I think that I see a lot of it as well, and we often assume that some of that has to do with the dryness in the grass, the leaves, if they're dry and he's messing around in there, all that could kind of tease and aggravate the skin. And there's also probably material that's kind of floating around in the environment that they breathe in. So we've talked about this before, but any kind of allergy condition can be any sort of foreign protein that's either injected, ingested, breathed in, or comes on contact, and all those things can kind of aggravate an animal with that history. And we do see seasonality to these allergies. So one thing your veterinarian can do is probably offer some kind of combination of drugs that are simple and cheap, maybe even as simple as some antihistamines. And if that controls it, then you're set. So
okay.
I would give it a try.
I've used antihistamine before. It's a small dog, around 10 pounds or so. I'm not sure exactly how much to give him for something.
Well,
like that.
That's something you want your vet to guide, because it is a medication, and there are four or five different antihistamines that are used commonly in the veterinary field for dogs. And I can tell you for one that Benadryl isn't typically the best one. It's usually not the best one, so I wouldn't just jump to that. But there are a lot of other ones. They're not expensive, and it would definitely be worth having some guidance from your veterinarian.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, Dean, it sounds like the NSA is listening in on your call. Do you hear that beeping? You're being monitored. I want to check on that. Thank you, Dean.
Yes.
All right, there goes Dean. That's it. We're out of time.
Thank you
so much, guys. It goes fast when people are trying to take care of their pets. We'll do it again next week. What do you say?
Have a safe Halloween, everybody.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, your pet's best friend. The official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and PM cab company. Before we bring John Londoff in here, when I was 16 years old, our dog was killed by another dog. And when I tell you the dog's name that killed our little dog was a terrier, like that guy said he had Jack Russell Terrier. Mm-hmm. Ours was a terrier, but we don't, some kind of mix. The dog that killed our dog, I mean, like in a brutal dog attack, check the name of this dog. you know the owners knew it was a killer. His name was Scar.
Scar?
Scar. What kind of name is that for a dog?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Big German Shepherd. He just literally ripped the guts out of our dog. And there's no recourse, really. I mean, you can't prove it, even though we see the dog standing over our dead dog's body.
Now you probably could, but
now
back then.
And the dog, the killer, Scar, had blood on his face and kind of looked up at me, and there's our little dead dog's body. And by the way, you're not about to go approach Scar and go, bad dog, as Scar will kill you.
You want some, too?
Yeah.
You want some of your blood on my face, along with your dogs? Let's bring John Londoff in here. Hello, John.
Okay, that's kind of gross, Frank.
It's life, John. Sometimes life is gross.
Hey, let's throw it to the car dealer. We still talking about dog blood on a dog's face that he.
John, it's not always roses and ice cream and flowers. You know, life is brutal sometimes, and sometimes things happen, and I just like to share it with people. It's not always pretty.
Somebody else that you're going to bring on there? Let me ask you this. Why not share that story with Dr. Pernikoff? Hey, by the way, Doctor, I'm going to tell you about the time when my dog was killed by another dog.
Has your dog ever come back when it's retrieving a duck that you've shot? Has it ever had duck blood on its face?
Well, sure.
Yes.
I would guess
so. Yeah.
Primarily more feathers than the blood.
Yeah.
What question was that?
I
don't know.
Dr. Trying to change
is he already gone?
He's gone. Yeah, but I could probably answer it. I'm practically a veterinarian. What do you want to know?
Well, you know, Jack is now 7. He'll be 8 in March. And the corn at the farm is really thick.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he's, going after a duck,
what happened
Holy
there?
God, John, are you okay? Are you okay?
Do you have a movement?
I think I'll be okay. I've been out in the woods a lot lately.
That was a good throat clear.
I think you got some corn caught in your throat there.
Yeah.
So Jack goes out in the corn.
He's jumping up and down. I mean, he's jumping and jumping and jumping and jumping. And so what happens is the next morning when I go check him out. You'll see him at 6 a.m. or so, and I'm up early, and he's pretty sore. And so we don't know, do I need to get some kind of a doggy ibuprofen or something that takes place? Obviously got some swelling in his hips. Labs are known to have, bad hips, and I don't want to hurt him.
How do you know he's sore? He can't say he's sore.
Ray, I'm roar.
He normally pops right up as soon as he sees me.
Oh,
and,
okay.
This morning he was laying on a softer rug than the rug that he lays on in his spot, Jack's spot. But so, do you have an answer for that? You told me that you're just as much a vet as.
Here's the answer. Yes, you can get ibuprofen for your dog. You can give him ibuprofen. That'd be okay. Dan, can you get Dr. Doug on the phone? No, seriously. See if you can get him on the phone.
Yeah.
I want to just, John, I want to prove something to John. I think John sometimes thinks that I just make stuff up like that. I know stuff about
it. I know a lot of times.
You make anything up?
Not me. And I think Dr. Doug will concur, as doctors like to say, that yes, it'd be okay to give Jack a couple of ibuprofen. I think that's not a big deal. But we'll see if we can get Dr. Doug on. How's everything else?
Great.
Good.
Everything is great. Very, very busy. You're probably wondering, well, it's Wednesday. It's cloudy. It's a little windy. Why aren't you in a duck blind?
Humid, yeah. Yeah. It's probably too warm.
And a little too warm.
Yeah.
A little too warm, and we're busy. And I knew that I'd have a chance to talk to you and Ian and Dan.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Right, you didn't want to miss that.
Yeah. Who'd want to pass that up?
Would never miss that. Are you kidding me?
How are we coming with that call to Dr. Doug?
Do we get Dr. Doug?
Is he working on
it? He's on.
I'm working
on the process.
Okay.
You sound like you're working really hard there now. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, man.
Well, he's in a mood today.
Huh?
You're in kind of a little bit of a bad mood today.
Yeah, you should have seen the message he sent me when I said 4:30 today.
What did he say?
Well, Dan, I just got to ask you.
I know.
Dan, I'm just asking you. Isn't it 4:30 every Monday, 4:30 every Wednesday, 3:30 on Thursday?
But then he's a
diligent producer.
What he's doing is out of respect, he's just making sure that's okay with you.
Yeah.
See? We defer to you. If for some reason it wasn't okay today, even though it's the time every day, we'd go, whatever you need, sir.
It's amazing. I thought I was having this conversation with Dan, and then both, you know, both Ian and Frank jumped in for you.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Dan's our friend, and we don't like
Dan's our friend. I can tell that.
Just, can't get a hold of Dr. Doug.
I don't think we had a chance to really talk much about last Saturday. How'd that go?
Oh, great. It's a great, great, great weekend. Thank you very, very much. And a lot of people consume a lot of donuts from Old Town Donuts and a lot of pizza. And we sold a lot of cars. More importantly, we sold a lot of cars, a lot of trucks. You know, we've gone on to our internet pricing. We've priced everything at invoice and with other incentives and promotions that are available. So LawnDoff.com. It is a great way to get the process started. LONDOFF.com. Over 1,000 new cars, new trucks, new SUVs, and pre-owned vehicles at your fingertips. I mean, right there at your fingertips.
As close as your computer. Yeah.
A click and a flick away.
A click and a flick away.
Ooh. I've never heard that. You ought to get a trademark on that right now. A click and a flick away.
You know, I think I'm going to stick with we own our building and lot, and are you kidding me?
Okay, those are good.
I got to tell you, you know, I was performing my civic duty, of course, and attending the Cardinal baseball games.
Yep.
And, about exhausted, but again, I can't wait to watch tonight's game from my couch in the at home, and you know, hopefully a walk another victory. But you know, standing in line, you know, either, you know, getting something from the concession stand, or you know, in the men's room, you know, and people recognize my voice because of your show. I cannot tell you how many times, like, Jenny Lawndoff, I'm like, yeah, wow, recognize your voice.
What does that tell you about all the money you wasted on television? They recognize your voice from the show.
Well, a lot of people recognize my face too, Frank.
You didn't say that.
Why would I talk? Well, I'm on the air with you. Why would I talk about TV, Frank? I'm trying to throw you a bone right now. I'm trying to throw you a little bit about, like, hey, thanks a lot, Frank.
I don't like the idea of a guy throwing me a bone.
Speaking of a bone, I have Dr. Doug.
Oh, let's bring Dr. Doug in here. Dr. Doug, are you with us?
I sure am. How are you?
Good. Doc, say hi to John Lawndoff.
Hey, John, how are you?
Fantastic, Doc. How are you?
Good, good. How's your kids doing?
The kids are doing fantastic.
Great.
It's our other child, our black lab, our 85 to 87 pound 7.5-year-old black lab, Blackwater Jack, who's been hunting a couple of times recently. Now, I even had him out at the trainer to get him in shape because, you know, let's face it, you know, your hunting dog lays around the house 305 days out of the week, and he works for 60.
305 days out of the week?
Out of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the duck season
like
is 60 days. So he's got a 305-day vacation, paid vacation, by the way.
Nice.
But here's the deal. He is, you know, after a long hunt and jumping in the water in around corn stalks, and it's not the easiest, you know, piece of ground and land to navigate.
Sure.
And he's sprinting out of the blind and back. His hips, he comes up sore the next morning.
Yes, there are a number of products. Number one, the best thing to do would be to first get x-rays to assess
Doctor, hold on here. First of all, his question to me was, and I gave him an answer, I just want to see if it's correct, and then you can tell him this other stuff. He said, is it okay to give a dog, like, ibuprofen?
No.
Oh,
you don't want to do that.
Oh, I see.
You want to give
good thing, Frank.
Need to retract
the microphone
that
in front of your face.
Yeah, those are toxic to the animal.
Did you notice how Frank just cut you off?
I know. Well, he knows more than I do.
Does he do that all the time to you?
Let me tell you something. This is a story for everybody. I had lunch with Frank when we started this show, and he knew more intuitively about what would be fun to do on the show than I did. He just knew the subject. It was amazing.
Oh, that's something.
I've always been impressed by that.
The genius.
That's all I'm impressed with, by the way.
Well, I didn't know the ibuprofen answer. Look, I get the wrong answer to the ibuprofen thing. Okay?
No, that was, yeah, you were right.
You could have killed my dog, Frank.
But
and you
at
don't
least,
want to do Tylenol either.
At least I was willing to go get the professional opinion to see if I was right or not, and I'm wrong.
No Tylenol.
Here's what you should do, John.
That was my idea.
Have your vet get an x-ray of the back and the hips.
Then you can assess what kind of changes have occurred in the body. And then there are a number of products that will help with him, including a chewy called Dasaquin, which is a glucosamine,
yes,
chondroitin sulfate. That's good for him.
Yep.
And then some people will use Medicam, which is like a Celebrex compound,
right,
and also Tramadol, which is a pain medication used in humans.
Yep.
And that combination of three things and maybe even a diet that's related to joint health in older dogs like your dog is becoming would be a good option. And then just, you know, you have to temper how much work you push them through.
So, doctor, if you can give dogs those human-type medicines, what would happen if you gave a dog a couple of ibuprofen?
Well, the problem is the ibuprofen can be kidney toxic. The Tylenol can be liver toxic. And you just don't want to take a chance and, you know, causing problems, especially as the dog gets older. You worry about liver and kidney function just kind of in its own right, kind of
right,
not being as good.
And my wife researched it, and she said that if you would, you know, if you try to give your dog something that's a coated pill,
it goes through too fast. You don't even get the value of it.
Okay, but she thought that some pills, if you eat the wrong medication, it can cause an ulcer because it will sit
right,
you know, in their stomach and won't digest.
No, no, it'll move through. It just, in fact, coated aspirin moves through too fast, and the specialist will tell you that it doesn't really give the effect it could. Now, I do use a regime of aspirin in dogs when they don't want to get the other products, and you just have to do it carefully, like 3 days on, 3 days off, and your vet can give you a dosing, but you have to just be careful. If you see GI problems like vomiting or upset, then you stop it.
Right, okay.
Doctor, well, thanks.
We gave him the day off today.
I'm aiming the PM.
Thanks for coming back on, Doctor. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Right. Well, there you go. I was wrong about that.
That was awesome. Great answer. Thank you very much.
It's
I can't thank you enough for...
I like Jack. I've met Jack. Jack's a good dog.
You just tried to kill him.
I didn't try to kill him. No.
You know, just because your dog...
My dog was murdered.
Obviously, it's affected you.
Murdered. Our dog was murdered by a German Shepherd.
Leave my dog alone, Frank. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you know, thank you very much. But but listen, go online at lawndop.com. We might not be able to help you with your problems with your dog or cat or your pet, but we will help you with your transportation needs and wants. Great financing available. Finance rates are great, super low. If anyone out there thinks, you know, I've had some issues credit-wise, job-related, maybe a medical situation that created a problem financially, don't worry.
Don't worry, but forget about it.
I'm being serious right now.
I am, too. That's an expression. Forget about it.
For totally serious about situations, we're here to help people. You know, don't go to a lot where they can buy here, pay here, anything that, you know, you hear where it says credit, you know, that means that they're going to take credit for probably putting you in a vehicle that you can never get out of for the next probably 10 years. You know, always buy from a large dealership, big store with a huge sign out front, like we've got about four of them, because we have ways with our connections with finance companies, because we give them so much business, and that you will be not only taken care of with a super low interest rate on a new car truck versus a 5, 6, 7-year-old used vehicle at 16%, 18%, 21%, you also then have the big GM family like Chevrolet, Johnny Lawndop Chevrolet, you know, backing that vehicle up with great service after the sale. So forget about it.
Oh, that's okay.
Wow.
How was that?
That was good. That was good.
Okay, I had to take my gum out to do that.
Let's have that phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Sweet Mary Ryan on the phone till about 6 o'clock tonight. So we're open till 9:30 at 10 o'clock. As late as your awesome listeners want to keep us here, we will be here. They can bring in maybe their questions about their pet, and we'll see if we can answer them incorrectly, too.
There you go. All right. We will send them your way.
Hey, Frank, I love you. You know that.
I know you do. Not in a sexual way. I know that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right. Thank you, John.
Good night. Hey, see you, babe. Bye-bye.
Did he say good night?
Yeah.
And see you, babe.
He's going to bed early.
Good night. See you, babe.
See you, babe.
What the heck? That's Hollywood talk. That's how those Hollywood people talk. Hey, babe. Like Sammy Davis. Give him a little Sammy Davis.
Babe.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe. Thank you. Good night.
That was John Lawndop, master of Jack the Wonder Dog, the hunting dog. And we will be right back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get a look at the highways and see how things are rolling traffic-wise. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Oh, that was great. I mean, can you take ibuprofen? Yeah, I'm almost a vet.
Yeah.
Where'd you get your license? Bernie Madoff School of...
And you know what? You know what I was trying to do, Tim? And I'm going to just now, I'm going to pull back the curtain. Sometimes I do things deliberately to prove a point to people that you always get a professional second opinion.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. I like that.
I did that.
That
on purpose to show, prove a point. Never take one amateur's word for it.
I was taking a drink of water. I about spit it on the pilot when he goes, no. That was good. All right. You know, traffic is really good this afternoon. Southbound 270 is wide open, actually, between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. The only real slowdown I see is on westbound 40, and that's between Hampton and McCausland. Again, as you approach the Boone Bridge, and then from Highway 94 to just a little bit east of Winghaven. Westbound 70, a little bit off the pace between 370 and Mid River Small Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event is here. Find assorted kids' Halloween costumes for just $16.97. Come see the thousands of rollbacks now at Walmart. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
My name is Scott Sherman. For the past 5 years, I've had the honor of serving as legal analyst at KTRS Radio. Now, I host my own nightly show on KTRS, The Night Shift, a program we call the Current Affairs Show for Everyone. On The Night Shift, we analyze what makes news in our world in an informative and sometimes irreverent way. I hope you'll join me.
The Night Shift with Scott Sherman, weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you're hosting a company Christmas party or wedding, nothing gets the crowd going better than live entertainment. The best source for live entertainment for many years is and continues to be Bob Cuban Entertainment. Bob Cuban has performed everywhere from presidential fundraisers to father-daughter banquets. Their spectrum of musical expertise ranges from the big bands and 50s to the 60s and 70s. The 80s and 90s, and even the music of today. Bob Cuban Entertainment can provide the live band to make it an event to remember. Give them a call at 636-532-0788. That's 636-532-0788. Or see their website at bobcuban.com. That's bobcuban.com. The Bob Cuban Band, providing live entertainment to make your event truly memorable.
Amazing Siding is clearing out our most popular colors of the year at incredible low prices. It's the end of summer overstock blowout with savings of 24 to 45%. We stocked up on the hottest colors at the beginning of summer, and now it's time to clear everything out. This is your chance to get an amazing deal on one of the most energy efficient insulated siding systems available. It looks like painted cedar. It wears like concrete. And with over 1 inch thick hardcore graphite insulation built in, you won't believe how strong Amazing Siding is and how well it will insulate your home this winter. Plus, Amazing Siding is the only siding with a lifetime warranty for both product and installation, protecting your home for life against hail, wind, fading, cracking, mildew, and more. Save up to 45% during our end of summer overstock blowout. Visit AmazingSiding.com to see available colors and discounts, or call 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never Never.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In a Nobel Prize-winning discovery, nitric oxide was found to have miraculous benefits for your heart, blood pressure, energy levels, immune system, memory, even your sexual performance. In fact, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. But did you know that it's also good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jason Miller, creator of Peak Nitric Oxide. I've authorized giving away a free bottle to each of the first 100 callers. Discover the miracle of Peak Nitric Oxide, packed with clinically proven ingredients to improve your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, immune system, joints, mood, memory, and sexual performance. We'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. That's a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Isn't it time you tried something great for your body and your wallet? Discover how to get a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Be one of the first 100 callers to avoid missing out. 1-800-500-6202.
Hi, I'm Tom Strive, founder of Strive Electric and Strive Media Systems. Our mission here at the Strive Companies is to create opportunities through developing lasting relationships. We do this by treating our customers with the utmost consideration while providing them with competitive pricing, attention to detail, and superior quality. No matter the size of the job, our customers will have peace of mind knowing their project is in good hands. From home inspections to ensure your home is safely up to code to upgrading your main electrical service, changing a fixture to adding lighting around the home. Strive Electric has the answer for all your home electrical needs. From simply hanging a TV on the wall to designing a full home automated system, security cameras around the home, or a simply monitored system. Strive Media Systems is who you want to call. So next time you have questions about any of the electrical systems in your home, join the Tribe and go with Strive. Give us a call today at 314-487-7474 or visit us on the web at striveelectric.com. That's S-T-R-E-I-B electric.com.
What you're supposed to do to take care of your tires by Mike Rowe. You know, I don't really know what you're supposed to do. You know who does, though? The tire experts in the service department at your Ford dealership.
Get a $70 mail-in rebate on four select tires, plus another $70 when you use the Ford Service credit card. $140. Subject to credit approval, rebates by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined or Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/13.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila, 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
From downtown St. Louis on this Halloween Eve, that'd be what you would call it, it's the evening before Halloween, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi, the easiest, quickest way to get yourself a good, clean, red Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy. Hello, everybody. How you doing?
How are you, Bill?
You know what? I'm great. Frank, you just mentioned Halloween. You know, every year,
what happened?
Halloween or the day before, always try to give the little kids some Halloween jokes. So that's what we'll be doing now for the next minute and a half. Young kids, listen up. Pick your favorites. Did they trick or treat in your neighborhood? Do they do that? They come to the door and tell a joke?
Well, nobody comes to our door. They never have in 27 years. But, yes, well, from what I remember, they do. They just say trick-or-treat. PM, what happened there in the beginning? What happened?
We had a little audio issue.
We had an audio issue. Was that your fault? Or?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I like that. It was PM's fault. All right, go ahead, Bill.
All right, some Halloween jokes now for the little kids. Here we go. What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman? Frostbite.
I get it. Yeah.
What do you call a witch in the desert? A sandwich.
Kids, write these down. These are good.
Yeah. I don't know if they're good, but write them down anyway.
They're good.
Where did the vampire open his savings account?
At a
blood bank.
No. I get it.
Yeah. What do you call a ghost with a broken leg? A hobbling goblin.
No, that's good. That's good.
What does a skeleton order at a restaurant? Spare ribs.
Oh, good one.
Why didn't skeletons like parties, or why don't skeletons like parties? Yeah, they have nobody to dance with.
What? Nobody.
Oh, nobody. I get it.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Sorry. That's good.
What's the problem with twin witches? You never know which is which.
That's a good one.
What did the mummy say to the detective? Let's wrap this case up.
Oh, good one.
What's a vampire's favorite sport? Casketball. So dumb, they're great.
There you go.
What's it like to be kissed by a vampire? It's a real pain in the neck.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, two more here. How are vampires like false teeth? They both come out at night. And finally, this afternoon.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either. What's a vampire's favorite fruit? A nectarine.
Oh, that's good. Good.
All right, kids, there you go. You want those, Uncle Bill, email them to you if you need them. Joe Gladwell segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Gladwell on Big 560 KCRS.
All right, thank you, Bill. All right. Now, I'm supposed to tell you about Mathena Heating and Cooling, but I have 45 seconds to do it, and I don't think that's fair. That's not enough time. So what I'm going to do is I'll wait, and we'll just make Matheny our joke sponsor today. And the joke today is a good one, but, folks, a reminder. You have about 24 hours to call everybody you know and tell them that tomorrow is that day, probably the best-known joke of any joke ever told on this show. The unbelievable, world-renowned Freddie Freeman joke tomorrow. And each year, it becomes longer and more convoluted. And this year will be no exception. So Freddie Freeman tomorrow about the end of the Playhouse, which is just a few minutes away. Five.